This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Political parties have intensified their campaigns for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections, with top leaders holding multiple rallies and roadshows. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed rallies at Latur, Madha and Osmanabad in Maharashtra today. He emphasized the need for stability and strong leadership to ensure the country's progress and security. He said, during the past 10 years, the NDA government brought 25 crore people out of poverty. Another senior BJP leader, Amit Shah, also addressed a public meeting in Bardhaman Purbo Lok Sabha constituency of West Bengal. He said, strict action will be taken against those involved in Sandesh Khali incident. Meanwhile, Union Minister Piyush Goyal today filed his nomination from the Mumbai North Lok Sabha constituency in the presence of Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Supremo Mamata Banerjee addressed a public meeting in Malda Uttar Lok Sabha constituency of West Bengal. She said her government has worked for the welfare of all people, including minorities and tribals. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge held a public meeting at Champanagar in Chhattisgarh. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also held a rally at Bhind in Madhya Pradesh. He assured of financial assistance schemes for women and youth if his party is voted to power. In another political development, six-time Congress MLA and senior leader Ramnivas Rawat from Shivpur in Madhya Pradesh joined the BJP today along with his supporters. The Uttarakhand Board has declared the results of the high school and intermediate examinations. This year, the high school result was 89.14%, while the intermediate result was 82.63%. Priyanshi Rawat, a student of Pithoragarh district, has topped the high school by scoring 100% marks. In the intermediate examination, Piyush Kholia of Almora district and Kanchan Joshi of Nainital district jointly stood first with 488 marks out of 500. The Jharkhand Academic Council also announced the intermediate board results for all three streams of science, arts and commerce. The passing percentage of science stream students stood at 72.7%, while 90.6% passed in the commerce stream and 93.16% students succeeded in the arts stream. In Chhattisgarh, at least 10 Maoists, including three female militants, were killed in an encounter in Bastar division. According to police officials, the encounter took place in the forest of Abujmarg in Narayanpur district. Security forces recovered bodies of 10 Maoists from the spot, along with one AK-47 rifle, one INSAS rifle and huge quantity of arms and ammunition. Two women sarpanches and one sabhadipati are set to represent India at an event under the aegis of the ongoing 57th meeting of the Commission on Population and Development, CPD, in New York. The CPD meeting commenced yesterday and is slated to conclude on the 3rd of May. The event will be organized on the final day of the CPD meeting in collaboration between the Ministry of Panchayati Raj and the United Nations Fund for Population Activities, India. Sri Lanka's cabinet has approved a plan to renovate the Kankesanthurai port in the northern part of the island. The project will be executed under an Indian financial grant. Recognizing the project's significance, India has pledged to cover the entire estimated cost of the project. The decision not only addresses the port's infrastructural needs, but also underscores the strength of bilateral cooperation between Sri Lanka and India. In women's cricket, Bangladesh have set a target of 119 runs before India in the second match of the five-match women's T20 series at Gillette today. The BCCI today announced India's 15-member squad for the upcoming ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2024, which will be hosted in the West Indies and USA starting in June. Rohit Sharma will be leading the team, while Hardik Pandya has been named the vice-captain. Wicket-keeper batter Rishabh Pant makes a return to the national team after recovering from a car accident in 2022. India will begin their World Cup campaign against Ireland on the 5th of June in New York. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Mumbai Indians at the Akana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow today. Earlier, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Delhi Capitals by 7 wickets at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.